the music. You've seen the movie Home Alone, and that's what we're talking about. Not the movie, but leaving your home alone or being home alone. Sergeant Doug Decker here from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
There have been a lot of break-ins lately, haven't there?
Yes, and they're very concerning, and the most worrisome part of this is that it's been a lot of occupied dwellings.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're getting the B&Es or the home invasions, but it's even worse that people are home when this is happening, so there's a chance for a confrontation, you know, an injury.
Are these cases, you think, where the person breaking in doesn't know that there's somebody home, they just happen to find somebody there, or they just don't care?
Well, quite a bit from doing a little bit of research, I'm finding they're intoxicated, highly intoxicated, or under the influence of some type of drug. Some of it is, it might sound innocent enough, they go to the wrong house and walk in the wrong house. But actually one of them, where they walked in an unlocked door, they actually walked into the female's bedroom, and she noticed him standing there.
Man,
so
that is scary.
It's scary. So, you know, I pulled up a couple stats. FBI Uniform Crime Report. 2017, we had about 1.4 million burglaries in the U.S. And 2017, $3.4 billion in property loss. Now, it's hard to see that bigger picture, but think as a homeowner, the average property loss is about $2,400. That's considerable when you would think that much is taken from your house. My big concern here locally, Port Huron Police Department, between June 6th and July 6th, we had 28 home invasions when I did some research. And like I said, at a minimum, seven had the residents at home. And it happens, two of those were through unlocked doors.
Yep.
Some were forced entries, all right? Four or five of the suspects researching it were intoxicated, like I said, or under the influence. So it's really a big concern these people are coming in here. And the ones, they're not of sound mind. It's bad enough someone's breaking in your house,
right?
And I feel they're not of sound mind that they did that, right?
Right.
But these ones under the influence are so intoxicated, or the influence of drugs is so bad that you can't predict their behavior at all.
Right.
Whereas somebody that goes, oh, cripe, I just broke into a house, the homeowner's here, I got to get out of here before I get caught.
Yep.
They are not thinking rationally like that because they're under the influence. And there's been some there was a confrontation at one of them. I will say nobody was injured from the home there, so that's good, that lived there. And there's been somewhere, like I said, there's this confusion. And they've actually, this has been to our credit, and a little bit, our officers have had fast response and made arrests. That's a good thing. And the other thing that's kind of helped, because the ones that have left the house are under that degree of intoxication or under the influence of the drugs, they've just stayed there, like across the street or a block away. So they're really not thinking.
Yeah.
So it's really fearful to think, you know, somebody could be home by themselves and someone like that could get in the house.
Absolutely.
And who knows what could happen. It's very scary. So, you know, we want to give some prevention techniques. And it's funny. I'm like, what do I pick for a song? And I'm thinking of some different things. And then one of the prevention suggestions, which I'm going, this is just silly. And this was on safehome.org. It said, grease the drain pipe. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Kevin from Home Alone. All the little pitfalls and traps he had for them, right?
Oh, man.
So somebody can't climb the drain pipe.
Sure.
So we'll get to that.
Bunch of stuff you could do.
The biggest thing, keep your house locked. And I can't emphasize enough, I get made fun of during the daytime. They're like, your house is locked. And I'm like, right, I don't want anyone just walking in. When I go out to cut the lawn, I lock the house because I don't know what's happening out front when I'm out back cutting the lawn.
Well, it's a great point because I think most people lock up their homes and do all the security things they need to do when they're leaving their home. But when you're home, everything's wide open. Garage doors open, front door, back door. But you can't monitor all that when you're home.
You can't. You could be in the basement working out, doing laundry. And like I said, washing machine's going. You can't hear what's going on up above.
Right.
An unlocked house is an easy target to walk in. They see a purse sitting out in the open or a wallet.
Yep.
They grab it and they're gone. At nighttime, when you go to bed, make sure everything's locked up on the first floor. I know it's hard right now. It's so hot. And if you don't have central air, but lock up everything on the first floor, you know. Use some fans upstairs and things. You could leave a second floor window open just as long as there's not easy access to it, right?
Yep.
I would recommend. Keep your home well lit. You know, that's so important. Inside while you're there and while you're gone, you know, motion lights timed lights.
Mm-hmm.
Motion activated lights outside, though.
Yeah.
And have them up high enough where criminals can't come and undo the bulbs because
Good
they'll
point.
Do that.
Sure.
Driveway lights, porch lights, street lights. So here in the city, if you, here's an important thing to remember. You see a street light out, call and report it to our engineering, and our officers follow up. So at nighttime, we'll get these little, they're like a little paper chit, and they'll go out and check street lights at intersections mm-hmm. to see if they've been repaired. If they haven't, they go back up, and they go, hey, it wasn't fixed. We need to get it fixed. So we do monitor that. Our officers are out there, and our officers report, hey, I got street lights out here, especially if there's a string of them. Report that. And around your home, replace the bulbs, you know, as things burn out in the driveway and the porch, get them fixed. Radio and TV, you could leave that on to create the impression someone's there. You can have it on timers. A big thing, you know, I mentioned, keep valuables out of sight. So if somebody looks in and they see, oh, there's a laptop there, they're going to try the door first.
Yep.
And maybe if it's locked, they'll kick it in. Keep things locked up. Gun safes, fire safes are important, or keep them, you know, in a safety deposit box. Fortify wooden doors. So wooden exterior doors, you can fortify them with metal strike plates so they're not as easy to break in. The other thing, quality deadbolts. You know, sometimes locks, the screws for them aren't very long. You can get longer screws to put in, and that's going to make it more secure. So that's something to think.
Mm-hmm.
Sensors on windows or doors and alarm systems. And some of these sensors you can get relatively cheaply. And at least if the seals broke on the window, it's such a shrill alarm, it's going to alert you or hopefully scare off the burglar. Don't hide a key outdoors. And we all want
under
to do that.
Under the mat.
You know, all sorts of different little places.
Yep.
The criminals know where you're hiding them, where to look for them.
Yep.
The other thing, don't leave things outside that are going to help somebody. Ladders, the deck boxes under the first floor window, lawn chairs or a picnic table that they can scoot up to the window, and it makes it easy to climb in there, right? So don't help the criminal get into your house. Outdoor hiding spaces. Keep shrubs trimmed down short, you know, keep them where people couldn't hide behind them, and maintain your yard. So when they see that things are maintained and you're taking care, they're going to see that you're concerned about things and aware of what's going on around there. That grease the drain pipe. Like I said, I kind of laughed when I saw it and thought of Home Alone. But if, you know, if somebody, where there's a will, there's a way that a criminal will think how to get up there. And if you can make it more difficult, so be it.
Right.
Be a good neighbor. You know, even if you don't have an organized neighborhood watch, be a really good neighbor. Watch out for your neighbors. Report things, unusual activity, anything you see that doesn't look right. If you're going to be out of town, let your neighbors know so they can kind of watch out for things.
All good things to keep in mind to keep. You know, if you can break into your own home, and I've heard people say, oh, gosh, I got locked out and I had to crawl in the window. Well, guess what? Anybody could do that.
Right. And if you're broken into while you're home, there's a couple of things I'd like to suggest. Call 911 right away. Try to stay calm. And it's going to be hard, I understand.
Sure.
And do your best to stay on the phone, because if you stay on the phone, you can provide information. And it connects you with the dispatchers and the police. You're involved in that, right? Provide as much information as you can safely, all right? Keep a phone close to the bed. Keep the charger there. Keep it charged, because we're pretty much cell phone driven anymore.
Yeah.
Keep a flashlight near your bed that can help you. And some flashlights have a strobe effect, so if somebody was to look at it, if you are confronted by a burglar, don't confront the suspect. I would recommend do everything you can to avoid confronting them. Like I said, some of them have been highly intoxicated under the influence. I don't know. You don't know what they're going to do. If possible and it's safe, you know, lock yourself and the kids in a room. If it's safe to get out of the house and get to a neighbor that you know, do that. You know, a lot of people would say, I have a right to protect myself and my home. And, you know, and I told you I want to kind of stay away from this. And, you know, I can't tell you the right or wrong. I can tell you a couple things with firearms and protecting yourself. There are so many considerations. You have to be so 100% right about what you're doing. You know, did somebody just come in the house? The kids came in late and crawled through the window.
Exactly.
The other thing, do you shoot at a suspect and your kids are sleeping in another room in the fear of hitting them? Or the fear that the suspect takes the weapon and uses it against you? So, you know, there's so much there. I think the best recommendation, too, is make your house a hard target.
Right.
So harden that target so it's less appealing to the criminal to go to your house to break in.
Grease the drain pipe, get the paint cans out, marbles on the steps, whatever it takes.
Right.
Now, this is good advice, and especially, you know, knowing that, you know, this kind of activity has been on the rise, you got to protect yourself, especially when you are at home.
That's
right.
You don't
want anything happening while you're there.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I could deviate one second,
yep.
I know they had the robbery up there at the mall yesterday,
yeah.
And I'd just like to thank certainly all the agencies involved, and I know it's really the sheriff's department's investigation, but I think it's a great example of local, county, state, federal law enforcement, and the citizens. So again, we do so well in this area, in this county, working together, you know, and I appreciate all the citizens. I understand from Sergeant Chris Bean, there was a lot of input from citizens giving a lot of information out, so it's great to see everybody come together and work for a good common cause.
It was great police work. I'll tell you what, everybody worked together and got those guys quickly. So
yes. So we appreciate that very much.
Well done. Doug, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thanks,
it very
Paul.
Much.